toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
All right, so what we're going to talk about here, and then if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about the Bearcat manufacturer, salesperson. We dug into his blog a little bit last night. It was very interesting. This was off the air.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We activist types, were digging into his blog that he told us about. This is the guy from the manufacturer of the company that manufactures the armored tanks for police departments, armored personnel carriers. We'll get back. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But, Allie, you wanted to share an interesting piece that you found over at CopBlock, was it?
CopBlock posted it, but the piece is from stopthestate.blogspot.com, and it's Austin White's blog.
All right.
So the article is called, Is It the Lawmakers or Law Enforcers Who Are to Blame?
I'm going to say it is... Well, to some extent, both, but I think ultimately the law enforcers are the ones that are to blame.
Mark?
I think it's the lawmakers. I mean, they're the ones that give the orders, and you know they're the ones that cut the paychecks.
The cops don't have to enforce them.
Yeah, well, whatever.
So, proponents of individual liberty, this is me, not him, are excellent when it comes to identifying victims, but when it comes to... because, you know, when someone's aggressed against, it's like, obviously, you know, if they're being peaceful, then they're the victim.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes when it's like, well, whose fault is it? People often say, oh, it's the law's fault and the people that made the law. So, as I guess maybe Mark would claim, is this correct?
I think that's, to me, it's the people... It's perception, and perception is the responsibility of the person who perceives. So it is I've seen the enemy, and it are us. It's, in fact, the individuals out there, the 99.whatever% of the population that believe that for whatever reason that a single monopolistic organization can claim the right to use violence in a given geographic area.
That's a great point, Mark. It is ultimately
of all others.
Yeah, it is a great point that ultimately everyone is to blame, because what we're seeing is just a manifestation of the collective beliefs of the people in any given area.
And those same people hold the same dichotomous and paradoxical belief that, for instance, the founding fathers who picked up arms against their monolithic and monopolistic state organization and fought back are right for having done so. But people who would do so now are not.
Well, let's hear what Austin White has to say. He says, Walter Block has a very interesting defense of the inciter of a riot. The act of advocating violence is not a violent act and directly harms no one. Therefore, the inciter should not be held responsible for any chaos that ensues from his words. It is the fools who listen to and carry out the insider's wishes who should be held responsible. They were completely free to reject the insider's evil suggestions to loot and destroy, but instead voluntarily choose to do evil. He says that the reasons why people often make excuses for the enforce or the violence, the doers of violence are usually have a friend or a cop, because there's more and more cops and soldiers now than ever before in the United States. So now they're just making excuses for them because they know someone in a relationship with them. They don't want to lose that relationship and blame them for the violence that erupts from the state. So,
well, and also what you need to consider is everybody sitting at this table and everybody listening to my voice at one point believed this. They had not yet taken a peek behind the curtain and seen that that the great Oz is in fact a little hustler from Poughkeepsie.
Hmm.
Is that where Oz was from?
I don't have to look that up.
Well, he makes a point that they toned down their libertarianism to make the philosophy appear more attractive to police and military men, knowing that the philosophy, unadulterated, condemns those chosen careers.
I think for the most part that's a true statement, but police can be... Well, I guess it's not really true. Once you get past the training phase as a police officer, you have more leeway with what you can and can't get away with. So, for instance, if you're out on your own in a squad car, you can ignore someone who's speeding if you want to. You can ignore someone who's got marijuana in their car if you want to. And those cops do exist. So I think that some cops can adhere more so, or do adhere more so than others, to the ideals of liberty. But obviously when they're under orders or they're being observed by some sort of a superior, they may change their behavior in order to keep their jobs. So ultimately they probably have to violate the non-aggression principle in order to do their jobs, but some violate it less than others.
Right. Well, as he points out, it's not the legislators kicking down doors and pointing guns at families during drug raids, pulling people over and taking hundreds of dollars for their minor traffic offenses, and locking up people for years of marijuana possession. So I agree with him. I don't think in a free society, there's probably going to still be people that try to incite violence. It's possible, but it's dependent on, liberty is dependent on whether or not people listen to those people. We can't keep those people, we can't restrict their free speech and say, no, you can't try to advocate for violence, because who cares if they're advocating violence if no one listens to them?
If no one does it.
Well, so this is the Gordian knot. Do you know what a Gordian knot is?
Tell me, Mark.
Do you know what a Gordian knot is?
I've heard of it before, okay. But I couldn't tell you what it is.
You know, Alexander the Great went to some place, let's call it Gordia. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually King Midas. What did he rule over?
Couldn't tell you.
Minotaur, Crete. I'm not sure. Anyway,
was he real? I don't know. He was real. Midas.
Who knows?
I heard his touch turned things to gold. That made me not believe he was real.
Yeah, I'm thinking. We don't even know if the Gordian knot story is true.
Got
either.
It.
But it was a knot that was so difficult that, you know,
not even a Boy Scout could undo it.
I guess the idea was that Alexander the Great would be the ruler of some place if he untied the knot.
Uh-huh.
He took out his sword and cleaved it rather than attempting to undo it.
Very sharp.
There you go.
Did that get him the prize?
Well, I mean, he's going to kill anybody anyway, everybody anyway, so
for
sure. You know, so Alexander the Great did.
Gotcha.
But the Gordian knot here is, as a police officer, for one, a lot of these guys believe that drugs are bad, and they provide a service that would be, you know, the people want. I mean, I want police officers to go get bank robbers and rapists and murderers, and I want them to get them off the street.
Sure.
You agree?
Who doesn't agree with
that? Awesome. So, you know, in the process, so they believe that drug users are aggressing in the same way that those folks are aggressing, and this is my
job. Do they really believe that, though? Do they honestly believe that? I mean, I know that there are some really dumb cops out there, but I just don't see. I think when you're committing an act of aggression, it is, you know, as much denial as you want to be about it, I think it's sort of impossible for your conscience to surpass.
So can I argue for the police on this one? I'll take the devil's advocate position on this. The police officer who would suggest that drug use has a victim or is aggressive in some way would basically say that society is the victim.
Well, right, but
or your family is the victim. They
but
would
to say,
say that,
but we're saying that society is to blame for the aggression of a couple people. Of a cop goes and points a gun at someone when they've been completely peaceful, and we say it's society's fault for thinking that the cop's in the right. No, the cop is the one in the wrong, and if society stopped blaming the lawmakers and started blaming the actual aggressors, then the aggressors would have some kind of social stigma attached to what they're doing.
I agree. I think it's important
There is some kind of social stigma attached to what police are doing, because all you have to do is listen to them. They're as bad as the Christians as far as being subjugated and treated poorly and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've never heard of a group of people that have been treated worse than cops if you listen to cops.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't like cops for good reason. But their position, essentially, when it comes to drug users is that, well, the drug user is hurting their family by hurting themselves, or they're hurting their employer, or they're hurting the society at large, and so therefore it's aggressive, and therefore there are victims, and they need to be put in jail.
Also, I didn't get to finish my point here. If that cop stands up for what you believe is right, and remember, we're just talking about beliefs here. I think that we can make good cases for our beliefs, but they're still just beliefs. If they stand up for what you believe is right, they're going to lose their job.
So I don't know if that's always true.
Yes, it is. If they said I'm not arresting any
people, it's what they're afraid
anymore
of. I don't know if
right.
It's true. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. They're scared.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favorite among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniffs are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsniff.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. We have a lot of stuff on the site, and we give it all away to you. You can go to the Shrine of Female Listeners and see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACLCAI.com.
Yeah, those phone lines are brought to you by SACLCAI, and thanks over there to them. Jason Osborne, the principal, one of the principals at SACLCAI, big supporter of Liberty, a big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you've got any accounts receivable business that, well, it's given you trouble, SACLCAI can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 855-453. We're going to go and continue here with your phone calls. Also, we'll get back to some more of what Ali brought in to talk about here tonight. Who's to blame? The lawmakers? The legislators? Or maybe it's neither. Maybe it's everyone. Maybe everyone's to blame for the way things are today. But we'll get your thoughts as well. Let's go to Chris listening in Alabama in the Huntsville area. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Very good show. I like your topic.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a former police officer, and I'm kind of relating to what had been said. With your peers and with your superiors close by you, a lot of times it is hard to, if you're kind of a freedom lover or in the libertarian mode even, it's hard to do that and enforce the law to their standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, solo, at one time I was a park ranger. And all of the marijuana, beer that I let go right now would probably come up to my waist in my shop.
Very good.
Thank you for that,
wrong.
Chris.
Well, hey, if there's a public safety, for instance, a drunk behind the wheel, you know, they're just as dangerous as a guy with an AK unloading on everybody. Sure, you know, safety. I'm not going to let him drive away.
He has 2-ton guided missile.
Yes, but a guy rolling a joint, obviously not so screwed up he can't maneuver. It's like, dude, get out of my park and take it out. I don't want to see you here for a few weeks. There's no reason to ruin his life and get him a booking number and cost him a few thousands over a joint.
Man, I wish there were more cops like you, Chris. Why did you leave? You just retired?
Actually, no. I went into another business. In fact, I'm competing with one of your advertisers, so I'd rather not say what I did.
Fair enough.
You know, need to support the advertisers. But nonetheless, I went into business for myself and haven't looked back. Another thing, too, like who's at fault? One thing, who I look at at fault, here locally, I call them the Alabama Taliban. It's our public that demands these roadblocks, these, I feel unconstitutional and immoral roadblocks.
Hmm.
They want to see the drug arrest. They want to see the drunk arrest. Show your papers before you could proceed. That's what a roadblock is.
Right.
And so they want to see it. They demand it of our legislatures. We're the people who put the legislature in. We're people that vote for any elected official. So ultimately, we're to blame for the government we get.
I think that's overall a true statement. Now, Allie, you're from Alabama. Are you familiar with these people?
I am from Alabama, and I did meet a couple people who would make excuses left and right for the kind of tyranny that happens, especially in Alabama. But see, I just don't think that. I think that's the whole problem with the state. It's this idea that allows people to think that, say you have some kind of a vendetta against this group. You don't like this group of people for whatever reason. Even though, if that's me, I'm not going to be willing to go in there with guns and raid their houses. If I see the cops doing it and I'm a statist, maybe I don't mind seeing that happen because, good for society. Those people need to get raided, but I wouldn't do that on my own. So I think the state allows people to cheer on things that they would never have the guts or the moral decrepitness to do themselves.
Yeah, it encourages oppression. It encourages people to crush different interest groups and then constantly fight over who will control the violence of the state.
It allows the forcers to divert to the higher-ups and say, oh, they told me to do it. But no, they're the ones aggressing.
So, Chris, as you said, if you were in the presence of a superior officer in the police department, it would be much more difficult for you to use your discretion in those instances. And if you did, what kind of punishment would have awaited you?
Oh, suspension, firing, a good dressing down. The you wouldn't be able to be trusted by your peers, for instance?
Would you be able to say no? Like, let's say they told you, Chris, we want to put you on the drug task force. Would you be able to say, no, that's all right, I'd rather not?
Well, I was on a drug task force, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And, since I call myself a recovering police officer, I got a good thing to say about our local sheriff's department here in a second. But, I worked at a rather large airport as an airport police officer. Hmm. And, yes, part of my job was drug interdiction. And that's kind of where, some of the tactics, some of the things we did, bothering otherwise peaceful people, just wanting to get from point A to point B, woke me up, turned me around a little bit.
So it was doing that job where it dawned on you. That's interesting. I'm curious, did you ever join or have you joined law enforcement against prohibition? Or have you heard of them?
No, I haven't. I've heard y'all mention it a few times on there.
Do you have internet access?
Yes, sir.
Drop into leap.cc, L-E-A-P, as in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. That's their website, and it's a group of former law enforcement, mostly former. There's a handful of active cops, but mostly former law enforcement officers from various different places, even from, like, the DEA, who have now come around to the same position you have, and that is that peaceful people should be left alone, basically. I mean, that's essentially the essence of their position. They support legalization as opposed to decriminalization, so I have a few minor nitpicks with the organization, but it's a great group for the most part that does a lot of good work speaking to, like, community groups and, getting radio interviews. So, like, you could join as a potential speaker if you wanted to, and then they put you on the roster of possibilities. So if somebody in the local area wanted to talk to someone from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, they would you'd be the go-to guy.
Well, it sounds like an interesting group, and yes, I will check it out as soon as I go into the computer.
Excellent. So what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, good news about our local sheriff's department here. It's in Morgan County, Alabama. One thing I note about them, it's not like I'm down there looking at every report filed, but they seem to be more of a reactive force as opposed to a proactive force. Occasionally, yes, they all go take down meth labs, make drug raids, whatnot. This one a little bit less than others. You don't see them running speed traps. You don't see any roadblocks out of this sheriff's department. They come when they're called, basically.
That's good to know. I like to show them appreciation when I feel like they're doing the right thing. And I thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Even though the police chief here was, obviously in favor of the Bearcat killing vehicle that they're trying to get from the federal government, I still shook his hand and thanked him for pulling the parking kiosks out. They're going to get rid of these awful parking kiosks that they were experimenting with. So
it's nice to know they can know when they're wrong.
Yeah, I like to know that that's possible around here. It's Free Talk Live.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. We've got a lot of them. And you can, for instance, go to listen to the show through the website via the live streams. We have the latest episode of Free Talk Live airs at all times on our live streams, both in multiple flavors, broadband, midband, and narrowband flavors. So different bit rates for your varying internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to access those and do it for free. Also get a list of our great radio stations around the country that air the show at various points throughout the week. The satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and free-to-air KU band, the webcam and listen lines. Go get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for some sporting equipment, camping, etc., where can you go, Mark?
Camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. They've got everything you could need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and they've got them at rates that will surprise you. If you don't know much about them, you know, they're just rates. But if you are big into this kind of stuff, camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you'll find out that the rates on the name brand merchandise over there at manventureoutpost.com are some of the lowest on the internet. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. They're family-owned and operated, members in good standing at the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
All right, we continue with you and your thoughts. More on the way about, is it the lawmakers or the enforcers that are to blame, or is it something else entirely for the way things are? Let's go to Ed in Fargo, North Dakota. Ed just dropped off the line. Ed, if you want to call back, you're welcome.
It does happen.
855-450-FREE. So, Allie, you've been sharing with us a piece that was reposted by copblock.org, originally from where?
It's originally from stopthestate.blogspot.com, and that is Austin White's blog.
Great.
So he makes this great point. He says, Hitler never killed a single Jew, not one. It was the men who voluntarily agreed to invade other countries and operate the concentration camps. Hitler was no more than a very persuasive insider of violence. No one had to listen to him. No Nazi soldier had to follow his commands. This truth was partly recognized during the Nuremberg trials. We were just following orders was not accepted as an excuse because, indeed, they did not have to follow the orders.
That's true. Although, I think to one of the points you made earlier, I think the people that are giving the orders are still complicit. I mean, while I agree that the burden, for the most part, relies on the people that are following the orders, that they ultimately choose, and they've chosen to follow orders, that's their first choice, and then they choose subsequently to follow each individual order as they're given, I think the heavy portion of the burden does lie on them, but ultimately there is still some liability, I think, for the people that are giving those orders out.
Okay, so if we tell our if it gets out that I slapped you, Ian, mm-hmm. and then I tell people, well, Mark told me to slap Ian, they're not going to care. They're going to say, well, you shouldn't have aggressed on Ian. They're going to be mad at me, not Mark.
I get you.
You're stripping off the funny hats and the silly badges and all those things that go with them. But those trappings mean a great deal to other folks.
But they're just ideas.
Ideas can't
commit aggression on their own.
But shouldn't an agitator for aggression face some sort of consequences? I mean, if you go out there and you start suggesting very antisocial, destructive things to people and they take you up on your suggestions, then shouldn't there be some sort of liability for that?
Well, I think that if someone's inciting violence or advocating for violence, the only thing you can really do about it is just tarnish the reputation, let people know that this person's encouraging violence and that it's not a good thing to encourage. This is obviously this person likes violence and that's not a good thing to be about. I only want to be around people that like peace. But as far as, you know, going after them because they're trying to encourage violence, I don't see how that's justified.
Okay, so would you say that there is a difference between that and, say, somebody actually hiring someone to commit violence? Like, what if I hired Mark to attack you? I mean, if I hadn't paid Mark, then he wouldn't have done it.
Working as an agent.
Yeah.
You know, that's
change it for you?
It is a little trickier when you start talking about payment. Because you are incentivizing someone to do an immoral act. I think it's still, you know, the person that if someone did committed aggression on a peaceful person, then I'm going to hold them responsible no matter how much money they're offered. Because like police officers are given a paycheck, but that doesn't mean they're not responsible for.
Well, I agree that the person who's doing the action should be held responsible, and it shouldn't matter whether they're being paid or not. They're committing an action, and that's it's a harmful action. And
right.
They should be held
if you hire a hitman, you've committed murder. So has the hitman.
Okay, so you're saying that the person hiring should be held responsible, and I agree with that.
I will always say that.
Right, so I agree with that. But if what you're saying, Allie, is that having an incentive, a monetary incentive, changes your viewpoint as to whether or not the person who's doing the hiring should get in trouble for it or should have some sort of liability for it, how can you, let's look at the other sort of incentives that can exist.
Right.
I mean, if we're talking about the Nazis, the incentive may simply be to feel welcomed within a group of people, or to feel praise from the dear leader, or to, you know, have sort of a psychic income. It may not necessarily be that their bank account fills up with money. It may simply be that they feel like they've done the right thing, or they're being praised, and so therefore they have incentive, or they're being given incentives too.
Okay, maybe I wasn't clear, but what I meant to say was, if someone does something immoral, such as an act of aggression against someone peaceful, then they are definitely responsible. It doesn't matter to me what incentives they had for why they did it. But whether or not the person providing the incentives is, part of, if they've committed some immoral act, That's a little, I'm not quite sure.
To ask someone to do something immoral? Isn't it immoral to suggest that?
To suggest something? No. I don't think that, I think you can suggest all kinds of things, and you're just, whatever, it's freedom of speech.
But isn't, well, I'm not saying it's not, okay, I'm not saying you're not free to suggest it, but if you do suggest it and someone takes you up on your suggestion, haven't you created violence by, you know, some sort of proxy?
I don't think so. I don't think you create violence.
I think it's a slippery slope. If I sit here and say, well, you know what, if these cops, you know, if they'd stop doing it if people blew up their cop cars, and then somebody goes out and does such a thing, it's really irresponsible speech on my part. But well, that person made that decision on their own part.
Right,
however,
and now we're talking about
if I say, I'm going to give $10,000 to the next person who blows up a cop car, then you've gone into a whole different realm.
So we're talking about different levels, right? So there's $10,000 cash to someone who does the, you know, the violent act. There's I'll be your friend if you, you know, do the violent act, or just you've already created a rapport with this person, so you're just telling them to do it, and then they take you up on your what you've said to them. Or there's this kind of put it out there to the universe thing where you don't even know who's listening. I mean, back in the past when I was more inclined toward violence, I think I consider myself a peaceful person these days, but I have said things in the past that were sort of on this radio show that were kind of not necessarily incitations to violence, but the suggestion that violence would be appropriate in certain circumstances.
Violence or self-defense?
Well, it would have been self-defense.
It would be retribution for, because libertarian thought includes retaliatory violence. And it's something that the sort of the left libertarians don't want to talk about. But the fact is that, you know, the NAP includes
non-aggression principle.
Right, the non-aggression principle.
You can be a pacifist and still agree with the non-aggression principle.
Sure you can.
But at the same time, you have to respect people's
right
to...
But non-aggression principle is not pacifism.
No, you still have to respect people's right to defend themselves, because if people don't have a right to defend themselves, then I don't know how tyranny can't take over.
I think
but if people don't have the right to, some kind of retribution for wrongs that have been done to them, if you're saying, hey, you stole my car from me, I want it back, you know, that's just you talking. Until you're able to use force to get it back, then you don't really have any rights.
Still time for you and your thoughts. If you want to get in on this conversation or bring up anything that you'd like, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. More coming up. Your thoughts? Welcome. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark. Hey, don't forget, you can visit Allie's website, ladiesinkeen.com. That's Keen with two E's. And you can listen to her radio show, because she does her own show on Sundays.
Yep. Well, I host it, but it's... So far, it's been me, Cecilia, and Kate have been on. So
three of the ladies in Keene.
Just three of the ladies in Keene. Mm-hmm. So we hope to have to include more people. We might have to have people switch in and out and stuff. But
all right, so here's the tough question: why would someone who's not in Keene give a damn about what ladies in Keene are talking about?
Well, because we give good updates on what's going on, and then we also offer our own unique perspective on everything.
It's not all about Keene.
No, we talk about, like, tonight we're talking about philosophy on the show. We talk about that. We have guests on to share their stories, and we take calls. So.
Did I hear that, like, all of your parents called the last show?
Yes.
I didn't hear it. I slept through it.
Yes. Both Cecilia's parents, my mom, and Kate's dad all called in. I think it was sort of like a parent's, like,
so
oh, their parents called in? Well, now I have to call in because I don't want to look like I'm not supportive.
You know they're listening, too, right?
Yep. We're on in Sarasota, Florida, where my mother lives.
Tonight,
the show is right now. My voice is being heard in Sarasota, Florida, and she never cared anything about my radio job. You know, it just all seemed very silly to her until she got to hear it on her radio in her car.
So she never would have once clicked on an internet screen.
Absolutely not. No, she wouldn't. No, she would not.
Was it an accident when she came across you, or did you? How did she come?
I told her that we were on the station, but I mean, you know, she
made an effort to tune in.
No, she listens to talk radio, so she probably at the same time stumbled across the show. You know, so, you know, I'm listening to this station. I was listening earlier in the day, and then, oh, that sounds like my son.
Uh-huh.
So at that point, that seems all very legitimate to her and, you know, makes more sense.
I hope she calls in.
No, she's not going to do that.
So ladiesinkeen.com is a blog site. There's blogs that go on there. And also that is where you post the podcast.
Yes, you can find the archives of the radio show there.
And there is a podcast as well, yes, where people can subscribe to it.
Yeah, you can subscribe to
Perfect.
The podcast.
So people can go get more Allie and friends through ladiesandkeen.com. All right, let's go to, speaking of ladies, ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Dorothy is on the line, also calling from Alabama tonight. Dorothy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And I was hearing you talk about, oh, who's responsible for who does what, you know, and leaders and such and followers. And Manson came to mind. And he's
Charles there. Manson.
Yes,
okay. Interesting story.
I'll let you guys to throw that one around and I'll listen, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, thank you very much, Dorothy. Appreciate hearing from you. He didn't do any of the killing, did he?
I don't know whether he did or not. I would have thought that he would have been involved in some way, but probably not actually gotten his hands dirty. It was like these three women that were sent to jail for it, and you know, they one of them was trying very hard to get out if she didn't get out, and you know, to some extent she was abdicating responsibility, but at the same time trying to take it, and that's what you kind of have to do in that circumstance.
Manson, according to Wikipedia, Charles Mills Manson, born in 1934, is an American criminal who led what became known as the Manson family, a quasi-commune that arose in California in the late 1960s. He was found guilty of conspiracy to commit the Tate-LaBianca murders carried out by members of the group at his instruction. He was convicted of the murders through the joint responsibility rule, which makes each member of a conspiracy guilty of crimes his fellow conspirators commit in furtherance of the conspiracy's object.
Again, so ideas in themselves are not aggression.
So you're saying Charles Manson is not an aggressor. He should not be...
Can you show me a victim of... His own actions.
He brainwashed these young women into. He's a cult.
Did they have no choice? Did he coerce them?
They had a choice to join the cult. They had a choice to continue in the cult. But and I don't know what techniques he used exactly. I haven't done that much research into it. But he had these women under his spell, basically, as I understand it. I mean, they did as they were told. So at that point, they're his tools, aren't they?
Well, if they're willing to be used as tools for violence, then they always have the choice to walk away.
But that doesn't exonerate Charles Manson from his choice to instruct these women who he knew were going to hang on his every word to do certain things.
Right. His reputation should be tarnished and he should be seen as a terrible person for doing this, but there should be no active...
Let's change worlds here for a quick moment. Obviously, we're in the world where people get punished by going to a prison cell, and I tend to believe that people shouldn't go to prison cells unless they're actually dangerous to society and they're not repentant or whatever.
I think Charles Manson's dangerous.
He is dangerous, and he's not repentant either. But all that aside, let's say we're in a different world. A more liberty-minded world where people are actually getting given restitution for violent crimes that happened to them, because Charles Manson hasn't paid a dime of restitution to the families of the victims in this case. But would you say that in your ideal world or in a world in which people do pay restitution who commit crimes, that Manson would have to pay some restitution to these families?
I mean, I'm not familiar enough with his actions and what he did.
He told women to kill other human beings.
Well, the women that were committing the acts of aggression should be...
So Charles Manson gets off with a total pass.
He'll be ostracized,
is what you're saying.
He'll be ostracized from the community that I'm going to live in.
But no actual financial consequences for him beyond ostracism, no time in a jail cell, because he's not repentant. He could very well go out and find some more easily manipulable people and brainwash them into his cult and start killing people again. That doesn't disturb you?
I mean, I don't think that if spreading ideas is brainwash, then you don't sound like you're really into freedom of speech. I mean...
Oh, I'm all about freedom of speech. I think some speech can have consequences.
If he's coercing people into killing other people, then he's coerced people.
Coercion, I mean, obviously we know what coercion means. It's the application of force. But brainwashing isn't necessarily coercion. It's just very... effective persuasion.
I think that these ideas, Allie, and I understand you're taking an extraordinarily principled stance, but I think
I'm a radical.
She's hardcore.
So far from mainstream as to be useless. That's what I think.
If people started holding the actual aggressors accountable, then I don't think we would have tyranny. I don't think we'd have this system.
People's flatulence came out at a fast enough rate they could power themselves through the air via their own.
Let's talk to Matthew,
oh, come on,
listening in California or Connecticut or something. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just going to comment on this questioner Allie posed. And I agree with the fact that there should be no penalty for anyone who hasn't committed violence themselves, like hasn't been, you know, the actual aggressor. But I do also think that the other sort of question was who is at fault, and I don't think just because we shouldn't be able to, you know, punish them by law or whatever if they haven't committed actual aggression. I don't think that doesn't mean that they aren't guilty in some abstract way. One argument I came across the other day was that in statism, basically the citizenry is sort of like psychologically traumatized, and so the question is where is the root of this trauma? And I do think that these lawmakers are sort of at the root of it, whereas then next would be the law enforcers, and then after that is the complacent citizenry. So I don't think that we can punish someone who hasn't actually inflicted violence physically, but that doesn't mean these traumatizers are off of the hook, I guess.
Well, it sounds like they're off the hook. I mean, for the most part, ostracism, I know, obviously we'd like to live in a society in which ostracism is very effective, and it really, you know, pushes people out of a society and makes them want to behave correctly. And I think generally that we have that happening today to some extent. I mean, people do want to behave well to satisfy their friends and their family members and all that. But to, you know, to suggest that the military captain who gave orders to gas Jews should not be held responsible for that, to suggest that Charles Manson should not be held responsible for what his followers did. I think that's socially irresponsible.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, sorry, were you going
to
say something?
These are antisocial people who are menaces to society, in my opinion.
Their followers always have the option to walk away. They're free to walk
saying.
Away.
I get what you're saying. Thank you, Matthew, for the call. But that doesn't take away the responsibility from the person who has realized that these followers are following him and will likely do as they're told, will be his hands, will be his eyes, will be his proxies, and allow him to escape any significant consequences. That's a problem.
Prosecuting people for ideas is dangerous.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.